Perik begins on Tzadik and Aleph, that Kol Yisrael Yesh Mochel Yisrael Mabo, and then the Mishnah ends off with the statement that Shloshim Malachim Mabo had Yosef Elam Chel Yisrael Mabo. There are three Malachim mentioned in Tanakh, and four non-Malachim who don't have a Chel Yisrael Mabo. Who are the Shloshim Malachim? So the Mishnah mentions the name Yerov and Ben Levod, Achol, and Menasseh. Menasseh is a Machloj, it's a Yerovish Yerovish, Menasseh has a Chel Yisrael Mabo. Who are the four had Yosef? So the Mishnah doesn't say who they are. The Gemara spells out who they are. Abu had Yosef is on Kufei Omer Aleph, the last narrow line before you get to the wide line. Who are the Abu had Yosef? So it says Bilam, they were prominent figures, but they weren't Malachim. So it says Bilam Doeg Achitayfel and Gehazi. There are those Gepaskin Tazoi, that these people have no Chelik Lelam Abo. So that's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks of that 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Dalet on the day. The Gemara, in the middle of a line, the Gemara says, Nimanon, who's the one who decided that these people have no Chelik Lelam Abo? Yep, that Ruach HaKredish, you know. how does the Tanoim know who's going to have a Chelik Lelam Abo? The Gemara says, the Anshiknes Agdola were the ones who decided, and how do they have the right to decide? So the Mashiach has done means with the Anshiknes Agdola, the Gemara says in different places, there's a body that consisted of 120 Tamir Chachamim, or Ben Kamenavim, and amongst them were several Navim, and Chagav Chaim Alachim, so the Navim amongst them. So the Navim knew, Ruach HaKredish, that these people are not going to have a Chelus El Mabo. And then the Gemara discusses, through the series of Daphim, How did they know this in the Pesukim and Tanakh? Great Rosh Hashanah. Gemara quotes Pesukim for each one to indicate that it's Ein Lachel Shel Mabo. Then the Gemara says three lines from the bottom of Kuf Dalet on the day. So she reshuv the Tayyu Omri of the Tanoim disagreed. Kulam Boy and Lel Mabo. They deny this line in the Mishnah. As it says, Shenemar, in Pesukim Tivim, the Gilad, Livanash, Ephraim, Oiz, Rosh Yehudim Chokki came Moyab Tzirachti Al Edom Ashloch Nale Al Sloshes Yisroi a whole Pasuk to the Dorsha Rishum of these Tanoim interpret that Pasuk is an allusion to all of these people. Six out of the seven, the three Malachim and the four non-Malachim that the Tanoim and the Mishnah claim Ayin Lachem L'Selam Abba. So one of them is Anachi, one of them is Zilam HaRosh. So to him, they didn't quote any person. They didn't bring the hand in. But the other six, because the Mishnah starts off, Kol Yisrael Yesh Mechel Zaham Abba, the other six, so the Gemara says that the other Tanoim disagreed with what it says in the Mishnah. They hold that all the six heathen are included in Kol Yisrael Yesh Mechel Zaham Abba. Each one had his clue. How can you say that there was a person who is fully evil, that he has no clue in him? It cannot be. So this was the machlokes Tanoim and the Tanoim Anshei Knesset. Those Anshei Knesset tell how that all the seven people don't have a chel Yisrael Mabo. Is Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. That's how the Mashiach understood over here. Must be Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. Then the Gemara has an interesting discussion. Also, that 10 lines from the Bible right after Nimanon on Kuf Dalet on the day. The Gemara said, Nimanon, must be Anshei Knesset Gdola, because how could everybody from a later generation make up the Darshan HaPasuk, who's not going to have a Chel Yisrael Mabo? The Bezen Sholmaila decides this. How does the Bezen Sholmaila decide? So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Marab, Dikshu Od Limnas Echot, why don't include another biblical figure who should lose his Yisrael Mabo? The Gemara Mishinkoda doesn't want to say who it is, but Rashi explains. That is Shlomo HaMelech, so the Pasuk in Tanakh says, and Noshov, he taught Yehovah, that he had so many wives, and the wives caused him to sit and to worship Avodah Zarah. That's a simple reading of the Pesukim, that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the Chachamim, when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was sitting and discussing these seven people who are not going to have a Chelus HaMabo, so they thought there should be an eighth person. They should include also Shlomo HaMelech. So then as they were making their deliberation, so the Muz Yuknah Shal Avi, the image of David HaMelech, appeared before them, and he's pleading, or like the Mashiach interprets, the pasuk it was brought to their attention. How can they say such a thing that they want to include Shlem HaMelech said, "Ein lecheus l'am haba." The pasuk says in Nazi that he followed in the good ways of David HaMelech. So they had this problem, the vision of David HaMelech, and the pasuk in Nazi that says that he followed the ways of David HaMelech, and they make the statement that ein lecheus l'am haba. The David is also not going to have lecheus l'am haba. How can it be? So the lo hishdichu alel, and they ignored that tashi. They were still going to go full force and say that Shlem HaMelech also does not have lecheus l'am haba. Bo eish min hashemayim v'lichin chayish v'tzapt aleihem. And eish min hashemayim came down and was pressuring them into not including Shlem HaMelech in their list. And the lawyer hishgichu aleihem, they were going to ignore that also. What's that to say? Eish min hashemayim. So the Masha gives a suggestion. Maybe he means that when Shlem HaMelech wrote the first day from Yisrael, so the prophet says in Malachim that an eish came down in hashemayim. And maybe what it means is that it was brought to their attention that in the course of the eish min hashemayim that he brought down, when he built the first Beit HaMikdash, there was such a gewaltige kurs. How can you say that he finally did a zillion aveiros, but he didn't do any good mitzvah? What about the being Beit HaMikdash? It doesn't count for anything. So they were prepared to ignore that also. Then a basko. So then it says, Yotza Baskov Yomalahem, Chazis Ishma Bimlachus, and Lach Mishyatov. Baskov came out and recited this passage, implying, how can you give up Tzak and Shlema Amelot, that ever held on my board? No. This name Alokha Mishyatov, this person whom you're talking about is going to be with the Choshevah, with the good of Malachim, not with the Shlecht of Malachim. He's going to be in Olam HaBo. Val Yisatz L'tnech HaShulchan. He's not going to be in that dark place with his Choshech. He's not going to go to Gehenna with his Choshech. And the Baskol argues, from heaven, look, he built the Beit HaMikdash, and he was he hurried to build the Beit HaMikdash. His own palace he built later, and then it took him much longer, but the Beit HaMikdash, he put all of his efforts and energy. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was prepared to ignore all of these arguments until the Baskol came down and said, just a minute, the whole issue that you're talking about is a Shaila Bezer Shalmai, it's not a Shaila Bezer Shalmata. You're not talking whether you're going to punish Shlomo Malach, you're talking whether I'm going to punish him. So doesn't mind stop. Leave out Shlomo Malach. Huh? You have no opinion on the matter. Ham imcho yishalmeno. You're the one who gives Tashlumei Onshin. You're the one who's going to punish people. Ki mo'asto. You decided mat gevorf en anum chen an shlem an loch. Yat et tib chavaloi oni. You're fascinating the shayla. What about me? I have a day also. Okay. So when the Baruch Shalom said, ki imcha, ki at et tib chavaloi oni. So that was the end of it. So they left that shlem an loch. But apparently the Minash Shemaim, they didn't mark of them. They didn't hold back the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah when they were fasting and when they decided on the others. With the Ruach HaKodesh, they were sure on them, based on the way they interpreted the Pesukim, that these seven people are not going to have a Chayot or Olam HaBo. It's very difficult. So what does the Gemara call it? The other Tanoim, this is the whole thing. They have a Chayot or Olam HaBo. Maybe they're also members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. I don't know. So the Gemara has, the Gemara goes through all the Pesukim. I don't know how, what to make of it. The Gemara says that the Basko came down to hold them back from saying about Shlomo HaMelech. And the others, the Basko didn't come out. And these are the Ashamayim Do Matzim Haistus on the seven. So what are the Doshe Rishumas disagreeing about? I don't know. So the Gemara tells, the Gemara tells on the bottom line, on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Rabbi Abohu, Have a rogel to have a doris to shloshim alochim. He was, every so often he would give a shir on this topic of who's not going to have a chelet, li'olam haba. On one occasion, cholash, he got sick. Kabbal alei, he made up his mind, the Lord does. He said, maybe it's not proper that he speaks in public about who's not going to have a chelet, li'olam haba. On the last line of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. So he made up his mind, from now on he's not going to speak in public anymore. Then, even the Yitzchak, then he got better, the Gemara says on the top line of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, he got better, is a vayta tzaddik. Hod Kadosh. Right, so there he is again giving a public talk about who does not have a Chelgal Mabo. So the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, but you made up your mind, you're not going to talk anymore about who does not have a Chelgal Mabo. So he says, well, they didn't do Tshuva yet, so why should I stop? Omar, so the Rebbe Bo said, Inu mi hadbu, dano hadabik, they didn't do Tshuva, so why should I stop? So Vaita, he spoke about who does not have a Chelgal Mabo. So the Gemara says, on one occasion, Rabashi was learning the Shnayas, he was teaching the Talmidim, he was up to this, and he finished Sanhedrin, he was up to this, and so he says, tomorrow, Lemocha Nistach Lechabit, tomorrow we will speak about our good friends, he was saying jokingly, about our good friends, who don't have a Chelgal Mabo. Who the Meloch Nehid, you're of Menevot, or Menashe, and Achot, he's a retiree. So that night he had a dream. Also, Menashe is Chazalei B'chamim. He had a dream that night, and he says, what do you mean? You're making fun of me. He says, our dear friend, who bin Saza Amoret? He tells him in a dream. How do you, you don't come to my seat. He says, you don't come to me and learn it. Chabre Dabuch Korislan. You call me our good friend. Eicha boys, tell me. When you say Amoiti, which piece of the challah are you supposed to hold in your hand when you say Amoiti? The din is when you say a bracha, there's a din of Hida Mitzvah. There's a din you have to be Mahadim. When you have a tefillin, it should be pretty tefillin. When you have a talis, it should be a talis. No, even when you say broch on food, so let's say if you have a fruit, new fruit on the table, so you should pick the nicest fruit of all. You should pick the one that's from the Zayin Minim. That's more kosher. So that's considered a Hida Mitzvah. So he says, when you say Hamoitzi, which piece of the challah should you hold in your hand? Which piece should you eat first in order to say Hamoitzi? So he says, I don't know. Neicha boys will nishri Hamoitzi. We put them. I don't know. Amalai, neicha the boys will nishri Hamoitzi. Lo gemilas, you don't know how we mizav Hamoitzi, and you call me your buddy, the chavroch korislan. So he says, please, Rabbi, who is it? Ravashi, if Menashe in a dream, Agmeri, teach me what the din is. Tomorrow morning, and I'll give the shiur to the Talmidim, I'll say it over in your name. It's a very problematic Gemara, because there is a din in the Gemara that if a Rosha tells you a din, so the Gemara says you're not supposed to learn from another Rosha. The Gemara says, commenting on the process, Kimalach Hashem Tzvachas to tell you Rakshim, So the Gemara says, You're only allowed to learn by a Rebbe if you consider the Rebbe angelic, like a Malach. If he doesn't think the angelic, he's a Balavera, even if he's a Bal Midas Maguna, it's also, Bal Midas Maguna is also a Balavera. You're not allowed to learn Torah by him. So, how is he asking a din from Menashe? So the sum of the terrors to that is, according to say, Yivakshatar Mitihu means that he's going to say some original Shtipu Torah, but he's going to say all the something that he states from the earlier generations, so he's just going to translate a word, so he's not saying anything original. He says something original, comes from his personality, the way he absorbs, he knows Gamshat, and he absorbs Kala Tarkula, and then he puts it together in his mind, and he gives you, based on his perspective, he gives you a Hakura, he gives you some original insight. So that's no good, because it's coming from him, but it's not, you've actually turned it to you. He's just saying over something from earlier generations, so that we can trust him. Okay, so that I understand. But he says, the Tirka will say it over in your name. That's problematic. Maybe he's just fooling him, maybe he didn't say it over in his name. Because that's the Gemara says in Sobakama, that if a person is a Balavera, you're not allowed to say over the Shem Amroi. And so Gemara and Avodah Zarah also, in the middle of the subject of Pasakum, the Gemara says the Tanoi made it there, the Rabban, that you're not permitted to eat the bread that was baked by an Ochri. So the Gemara says there was one Amora who was a big Tamachochon, and he used to mean Zalzalam is in a Pasakum. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to say over anything in his name. Even if he said a good verse, and you have to say it over, you shouldn't say the Shem Amra. And the first thing you say, the reason why is because there's a Yerushalmi that says, when you say over a voice from the Talmud Chacham, even if the Talmud Chacham is no longer alive, you're supposed to imagine as if his image is in front of you, in order to remember him, so that when you say over the Zatar, you should be saying over the whole personality with it. And if the fellow's a Balavera, so we don't want to have the Dibus Yupna of the Southern Russian in front of our eyes. So that's why, even if the Balavera says over something that is worthwhile to repeat. You're not supposed to say over the Shmoy. So what does Rav Ashi say? Tell me in the dream. He says, tell me, and I'm going to say it over in your neck. No, he doesn't say Balshira. He says not about Shira. He just convinces him that he's a big Tam Chacham. He asks him, why did you worship other Israel? So he asks him, where are you supposed to, what taka they did? How are you supposed to say Hamaiti over the bread? On my life. So he answers, Ne'echa de Korin di Shula. Here there are two gears. This is called in the Shulchan Aruch, Ne'echa de Tzias HaTzah. So Rashi has over here two gears. One gear is Korin, one gear is Kodin. Korin means cream at fun of the tanur. Cream at fun means when you put in the dough and the crust develops, so the cream at fun makes it into bread. Before that, it's considered dough. So, hech the korin the shul, he's supposed to have mercy on the crust. When Rashi put it here, it doesn't make a difference. Top crust, bottom crust, the side crust, it just shouldn't fall out. Some people only eat the inside. Little children only eat the inside of that bread. They never eat the crust. So the Gemara says the hamaita should be said on the crust. That's considered the mochosh. And the other gift that the Rashi quotes is kadim with a dollar, half of the kadim, yishula, that part of the bread that gets baked first. So which part of the bread gets baked first? So here in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham quotes two interpretations. Shulchan Aruch just says, the Lashon HaGemara, it doesn't explain. So the Magen Avraham quotes that there's a machlokes of the Rishonim on this. Some Rishonim say that in the days of the Gemara, they used to slap the bread onto the Some places they still do it out of Yad Nazar. Some bakeries they do it like that today also. They put the bread directly on the floor of the oven and on the sides and on the wall. And then we put it on a pan. You put it in the pan, you take out the pan. Okay, it's not the same thing. So one opinion in the Rishonim is, Kodim Bishula, the part of the bread, the bottom of the bread, that's stuck to the metal, to the wall, so the walls are going to conduct the heat. More so than the air inside, because the walls are burning hot. So the part that's stuck to the walls, that's going to be the Kodim Bishula, as opposed to the other part that's just exposed to the hot air. And the other opinion, quoted by the Magen Avraham, is Pung Chaker. That the part that's not stuck to the walls, that's the part that's going to get burned, that's the part that's going to bake first. The other part is not. So how can one satisfy all the opinions? And Rashi's opinion is easy to satisfy. Rashi just says, you should say Hamoisi on any piece of the crust. Top, bottom, sides doesn't make a difference. The Hamoisi should be recited on the crust as opposed to the soft part of the middle. But if you have a Machlokes, the Magen Avraham quotes Machlokes of Rishonim, where the scrapbook book says, hey, Hamoisi, which is the Mufcha? The top part of the crust or the bottom part of the crust? Ah, so what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham, you should take a slice of challah and fold it over so that when you say Hamoisi, and then when you take a bite, you should bite the top part of the crust together with the bottom part of Matzah, so you satisfy the both versions of what the Heilige Menashe gives up. Menashe is saying over a din. We hope that existed before the days of Menashe. He's saying over a tradition that you say the Heicha the Kodim Bishula. So then, why need it? The Mufa, the first bite is the bracha really is called the din is like this. When a person says that the shakal mu ledvaray and he talks before he has a dream, so then he has to repeat the bracha again. Because if you make a hefzik, so it's not the bracha is not in start for the yachila. What happens if you say shakal, you take a sip and then you talk and then you sip and then you drink the rest of the mashka? So then it's not a problem because there's no problem of tivul if he took the first sip. Why should that be so? So it would appear that the bracha is really only chal on the first mashka. The takanas chachamim that the otzer laharis minala mazeh b'loy bracha only applies to the first mashu, and the rest apparently is muta without a bracha. That's why you don't require that the bracha should be inside to the rest. And that's a machloek very shiny. What's it din by mitzvah also right now? By mitzvah, let's say a person says amatilas lulav, and then he talks before he shakes the lulav, or he says the bracha laniach tzul, and then he's mapped it before he puts on his tongue. So the din requires that he has to repeat the bracha because he was mapped it in the bracha. And how call us on this? One is going to repeat the same bracha. One is going to repeat the same mitzvah many times. So he's going to shech 100 chickens. So he says the bracha ala shechita before he starts to shech. So then he's going to talk in between the first chicken and the second chicken. Or he's going to do tisi adam many times. He's going to repeat it. So do you say that every single mitzvah requires a bracha? Every single achila doesn't require a bracha. Also, lahanis min alam azeh the loy bracha comes up. That happens also to be quoted here. Right, the same as by Achila. Yeah, same as by Achila. So by Achila, the Zayir said, if you mopped anything, the first swallowing of the first bit of food, and the next bit of food that everybody gives, you don't have to stand out of the Rachman. But I see that Taisus in Kulman, on that day, Zayin, has 2 days about that. And the Shulchan Aruch goes for 2 days. Usually what happens is that the Shochtim go, they shift for an hour, then they have another Shulchan Aruch for an hour, then they shift, they switch. It's not sure if they should do it. You can't concentrate so long on Shechem. Usually they try not to talk for the first 15, 20 minutes. How long do you go out of your mind? How long can you stand there just Shechem chickens without talking? After 20 minutes, so they start to strike up a conversation. So they start to talk. Should be in the Turkish Union. You shouldn't talk about politics or about the baseball scores. So talk about Shechem. Go for Shechitah, some Mechazah, go for Shechitah, talk. It is, there's no Hetzah Hadad, but it's still, it is a Hetzah. So, Nikir Adin will make them. You shouldn't talk to him. You shouldn't go off his mind. So that perhaps is the machloikas. By Achila, we seem to assume that only the Chachamim want to start in a Bichas Hanenin on the first Mashur. On the rest, what the person needs, we assume is Mutar B'Libra. So the Shad is on Mitzvah. You also say like that. Bichas HaNenin is also in the Rabbanim, it's not Minatar. So do you say, if you plan to repeat the same Mitzvah many times, you only require bracha on the first mitzvah, and the rest don't require a bracha? That's where the Chacham Lom is talking. Or do you say no? Each and every mitzvah requires the chashivas of having a bracha recited over it. And if you're mafkik between the 20th chicken and the 21st chicken, then you need a bracha on the 21st chicken. It's not the same as by achila. That's a machloit. That's a machloit is a mishan, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So the bracha by oichlin, the bracha only has to really be chal on the first bit of food that you eat. So if you put the top crust and the bottom crust of your mouth, the vatzachas, and you're not matzik, so it comes out that you said the bracha on the most kosher part. Which is most kosher? Could be either this or that. Okay. But Tokotov, the first mashu that he had in his mouth, it's a big mashu. Okay. First mashu is a big mashu. A little crust on the top, a little crust on the bottom. So he had the most kosher part. So he fulfilled the din of Hidur Mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, that if you have 2 pieces of bread in front of you on a weekday, not on Shabbos, and the person wants to say a moitzi, so if he's saving the shleima for some other meal, he needs the shleima for Shabbos, or he expects to have a guest for supper, he wants to save the shleima, so the shleima is lo bod b'cheshbon, so he has to say the bracha on the prusa. But if he has a prusa on the shleima, of Gadol and Ksad on Friday, and they're both crucial for the both Shleimas, and he has a choice either to stand Moshe on this or on that. It does make a difference. But then the Gemara says, because there is a din of Hida Mitzvah, they should adopt to say the Bracha on the Shleimah, even on the weekdays, as opposed to saying the Bracha on the Kusah. But if you have a Gadol and Ksad, the both Shleimas and the both crucial, the preferable is Mokosh to say the Bracha over the Gadol. Even though you're not going to eat the whole thing, you're just going to eat 1 or 2 slices from the loaf of bread. Still, it's a kavodah, it's considered hidur mitzvah. This is considered the cheptashon mitzvah. Not only the rule of a cheptashon mitzvah, but tefillin is a cheptashon mitzvah. When we say zekeleni anveyo, that you have to have hidur mitzvah. The first mashahu that you say bracha over is also considered somewhat a cheptashon mitzvah. Because it's the object which enables you to say the bracha. If the bracha is really chal on the first mashu, and the rest of the food doesn't need a bracha. Mutabli bracha. So that's why the hashidah, the zekel and zeh, was determined by the first bit of food that you swallow.
Most people
say that the bracha is kind of hefty. You're reading, it's
normally used that way before. And
the
Rabbi
Shuti
on the whole thing.
You could say like that. Rav Tal Reshit said like this. What prompted Rav Tal Reshit to say was the following. There's a din of Iker and Tofel. If you sedil chalaita, pata chatzelo. So let's say you have an Iker and a Tofel. Let's say you have vegetables, which are ho'adoma, and it has salt on it, which is the hakel. Okay, if you have vegetables with some kind of a salad dressing, and the salad dressing is sauce or whatever, is also the hakel. Or you have an Iker and a Tofel. One is ha'et, one is ho'adoma. So you only say the bracha on the ikir, and the tafel doesn't need a bracha. You cannot say over there that the tafel doesn't need a bracha, the pshat is that the hadama covers the liquid. If you say hadama on the liquid, is no good, even if you have it. So there, l'chol, you have to say that the tafel doesn't require a bracha. So you see that the din of also the hanis mirela mazeh b'loy bracha doesn't always apply. Here's the gemara. Also the hanis and kuf says something else. It's here, gemara bracha is daf lamed hey. The first daf in case of the bracha. The gemara quotes it here because they were talking about how wicked Yerubim ben Nevat was, how evil Yerubim ben Nevat was. Chotzer the hefty as Yisroel. So the gemara quotes the pasuk. My brother has it off the pasuk from Mishlei. It's the third wide line, the third very wide line on two days and an hour. The pasuk initially says, "Goyzel Aviv Yimor VeOmer Ein Posh Ein Poshaya Chaveru." The pasuk is Ein Pesha. How do you put it? Ein Pesha. The mitzvah comes. Goyzel Aviv Yimor. Person Gamlison says, "Ein Pesha. I'm going to yarshin the money for my parents anyway. My parents are going to have enough money to live at Neviat and Shon." And I'm the Ben Yachid. I'm going to get the whole Yerusha. So what is left if I steal now? Right now in Pesha, what is? Chobahu Leish Mashkin. That's terrible. So the Gemara gives an interpretation. Guys, love the Ema. Obviously, I thought it's broken. Ema is an ethnic Israel. Well, what is he gambling from Nirvana Shalom? What can he gambling from Nirvana Shalom? What is he gambling from an ethnic Israel at the same time? The Gemara says it's an allusion to one who eats without a bracha. One who eats without a bracha. It's only a did the Rabbanan. But the Gemara considers it such a chomedic avera. So that's what the Gemara quoted is. They're listing off all of the three malachim. The discussion begins on Kufala from the base, the three malachim. And the four hagyotis don't have a chel gelam abo. So they give a full discussion of all of the averas of all of the malachim. So they quoted this in the middle. So that's what prompted Rav Tolreshi to say like that. He says, by Iker and Tafel, he thought for sure you can't say that the bracha on the Iker is chala on the Tafel. How can it be? You say, well, I don't. You say, Moshe Lechman in her is chal. Person has a tunis sin. He says, I'm Moshe Lechman in a tunis. She's not Yotze. You have to say over again. So how is it good if you have a tunis sin? So the answer is, the Tafel doesn't need a bracha. Only the Iker needs a bracha. So he thought that the same is the pshat by repeating food many times. And that's the background of the Machloekis and Taisis, whether by Nitzis. Whether you can say this is a Nitzan Lahiyama by Nitzis also. That if you repeat the same mitzvah many times, you shech 100 chickens, whether it bothers me if you map in between the first chicken and the second chicken, is it the same as achila, that you don't have to repeat the bracha, or is it different from achila? So he thought that's the shark. That by achila, the boy says you only need a bracha on the first mashur. The rest of it is muta belief bracha. Kach tikkun chachamim. And by mitzvah, that's the machloek, isn't it? Maybe each and every single mitzvah requires a bracha, and you can't say that some mitzvahs don't need a bracha because I did another mitzvah previously that was covered with a bracha, so the later mitzvah doesn't need a bracha. By Bichas Hanen, we see that there is such a concept by Yisur and Tafel. So the Nehla Huadinam, you can say it by being mastered in the middle of the Achila. By mitzvahs, that's the background of the 2 days in place.
So by mitzvahs, did you say that
No, Mr. Dami, you have to add on that you only require a bracha when there's a mitzvah mitzvah. When there's a kima mitzvah, you don't need a bracha. Let's say a person puts up a mezuzah. And the mezuzah is there for 3 years. He doesn't have to say any bracha. You only need a bracha. Either every day he's in time another mitzvah that he has the mezuzah on his bracha. The answer is you only say a bracha when you perform a mitzvah mitzvah. When you have a kima mitzvah, let's say I move into a house that has a mezuzah. So the Magen Avraham writes the Chiddush that nobody follows that he said bracha shekidishanu b'mitzvotim tomorrow l'adur b'bayi sheyesh bo mezuzah. So the Beit Yosef says we don't follow that Magen Avraham, and he gives different reasons. So one of the reasons he gives is you only say bracha when you're performing a mitzvah. Some of you also, he continues to wear the tefillin, but he didn't do the mitzvah mitzvah. He's just having a team on it. Takashal, if someone else, if I'm sick and weak and someone else puts the tefillin on my body, fine, I have a kima mitzvah. So do I say a bracha? Maybe I can't say a bracha, that's for sure. Maybe I can't say a bracha because I'm not performing the mitzvah mitzvah. Maybe I say, and maybe you should say, this is called the mitzvah mitzvah. That is what could be done about. Right. No, but he, before you finish the mitzvah mitzvah.
Before you do the final shira, it's possible you need another bracha.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if shira is here, the rest is not me out there, I'll be fine. Yeah. The Gemara says how long the tefillin has to be. The Gemara asked him in an office, how long did a stone shall you have to be? So the Gemara says, long enough to make krisa. So that's the Mishnah Berurah quote, that's the Machlokes Rishonim. What does that mean? Most of the Rishonim say, that's a shear, how long did the krisa have to be? But the Maitre, you don't have to make all the krisa. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't, the Chabad writes, you shouldn't be mopped between the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. And the Chabad writes, you should just wrap around one krisa, enough to hold the Shal Yad, and then you put on the Shal Rosh, because you're going to make more krisas, that's really unnecessary. So the Hemshech HaKrichas is already a Hefti. That's how Ramosh defines that, I think, these two. You only did the first two. And then the Mogen Avram quotes, Ramosh pulled the veil, I think, he says, no, we don't do like that. We put on all the rest of the Krichas because it's a Hemshech. It's considered a Hemshech of the original, Hanocha Tatsum. I thought it's all, and he quotes a Raya, Maharil says that also, and he quotes a Raya from the Din on Shabbos, that you only, when you perform a bris on Shabbos, it's really malacha. Shabbos is not to be malacha. But if it's a milah bismana, then it's there for Shabbos. Milah bismana is not there for Shabbos, not allowed to. So what about when you do the bris on Shabbos, you're doing malacha, so you can only be allowed to do the bare minimum. Once you finish, the Gemara says if you cut basar achaytas roiv ha'atari, you cut off enough skin that roiv of the basar is, roiv of the eva is megula, you've already finished the mitzvah. So maybe you're not allowed to cut anymore. Continuing to cut on Shabbos will be on Malacha, and it's not even necessary. So the Gemara says, if Lois Tilek Yado, if the Moel didn't put on the bandage yet, so if he continues to cut, that's a Hemshech. So just like over there, if Lois Tilek Yado is a Hemshech of the Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, in here causing more bleeding. So it's over here, that's the two star thing to Maril gives, that you submitted, even though all you need is the first Tichah, but if you put the rest of the Tichah, that's not a Hemshech, because it's a Hemshech of the Ritzu over here. Alright, so why not put the krichas on the finger also? So some do. The Mishnah says you should. So the Moshe Kudivere says no. He gives a reason not to pick up all of it. Gives some kind of reason not to pick up all of it. But he says, Mikra, then it wouldn't be a head. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mishnah Yankee quotes the other Rishonim holds out. And the Gemara says how long the Ritzua has to be means that this is Takali Kuvah. And since you have to put on the Shal Yad before the Shal Rosh, you don't have an apostate. You have to put all the krichas. It's not some that the kricha on the arm is a hemshech and therefore it's not a heptic. Like you say that the told manshalot tilut yada yechaz al tikin shein matzah. No, all of this is lekuvah. And if the person is just going to put the shalyad over here, he's not yet to the shalyad. He's not some hemshech. So the mishkan is saying, well, you have to put on the whole shalyad. That's a report that he writes that the Chabad Chaim himself did like that. Rav Chaim Tereshit did like that. Is a Moshe Sember quote from them. There were many who Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Mishnah Tanya. It's not Machri, it just says a different opinion. Yeah. So they hold that it's considered as if he didn't finish putting on the Shoyad until he put on the Krichas on the Yad Van Aban. Yeah. So we usually follow the other opinion. So just on top is considered the Hanukkah Tatsun. So then the Gemara says here in the dream that Ravashi had, the night before he was about to speak about the Shloshim Malachim, we don't have a Chel Galam Abbas, and Menashe came to him in the dream. He said, you are Amoris, you don't even know how to say Amoris over a loaf of bread. You're calling me, you're making fun of me, you call me Archaverim. So he asked them, Yachad HaKnisu Kuli Hai, Ravashi asked Menashe, if you so learned, my time called Palachisul Avedis Gacham. Why do you get such a Mishagas in your head? What do you worship Avedis Zara for? So he said that there was such a Yetzahar to worship Avedis Zara. They used to gain such pleasure. Everybody would do it. He says, he habas hasim, if you would have lived in that kufa, when I lived, Menashe lived in the Vice Region, habas nikito, habas noket vishikulas lima, you would have picked up the bottom of your kapata to enable you to run faster, or hatas habas roi, you would have run after me also to worship other resort. That was until Anshek Nesagdor in the beginning of the kufa's Baisheni, when it's palop, and in the battle, he had to hear about Vaidizora. So the Yetar of Vaidizora was at this, some kind of physical pleasure that everybody was, very attracted to it. And after them was followed, so their prayers were accepted. Mm-hmm. There's no longer such a Yetzirah Baba Dizar. People worship Baba Dizar, but not like Gili Arayit, not like Gezel. Gezel, I understand. Arayit, I understand. Macholot Asuris. And the Shmaka teeth of the Trade for Food, I understand. But this Baba Dizar, we can't even fathom it today because of the Tzilas of the Anshek Nesagadol when it's Kabul. So the whole matter in the world changed.
The minimum weight from the
water and they were worshiping,
so let them check the
meaning. The Rambam is working with this assumption that it was a tremendous Yetzer Hara. to worship Baba Nizam? Yeah, the Steve of this Gemara. I don't know. The Steve of this Gemara. Could also be. Not a Steve, yeah. The Gemara says later. Here, the Gemara says that.
How do you possibly have to know if you have
a lot of things that we do every day and everybody does wrong. Davening, Krishna, the benching, there are people who do it wrong all the time. Still, yeah, Rashi, I don't know. Maybe, obviously the din was forgotten. The din was forgotten. Yeah. I don't know. The Gemara says later, Gemara says later on Kuf Gimel on the base, that 10 lines from the top, the Gemara quotes Tana Rabbanan. Gemara says that all of these Malachim who don't have a Chayelet Ve'olam Abba, according to the version in the Mishnah, were all very outstanding and learning. Menashe, Hoyeshoina, Chamishim, Ve'chamisha Ponim, Ve'teres Kohanim. Keneged Shnei Machutim. Menashe was a king for 55 years. Pasuk in Tanakh. He was a king for 55 years. And every year, even this, it's a topic in the Gemara whether all 55 years of worship Avodah Zarah are only 22 out of the 55 years. So the pasuk says he worships Avodah Zarah like Achav. Achav is only a king for 22 years. So one opinion in the Gemara is that for 22 years he worships Avodah Zarah, then for the last 30 years of his life he was a chayz of the tshuva. Then the Gemara says a discussion whether the tshuva was accepted or not accepted. That's on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had the machlokes whether Menashe does have a chelek al Mabo or not. So the Mishnah on Tzadik Amud Aleph, the first time in the Mishnah says Menashe is one of the three kings, Shloshim Malachim, who does have a chelek al Mabo. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Reish la chelek al Mabo does have. So the Gemara says, what prompts him to say this have a chelek al Mabo? Because he was chayz of the tshuva. He was only Avodah Zarah for 22 years. Here, that's the top of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. And what was the pasuk? 5-6 lines on the top. And what was the pasuk from Malachim Beis? It says, "Vayas Asherah Kasherasa Achav Melech Yisrael." He worshipped Avodah Zarah just like Achav did. So Achav only worshipped Avodah Zarah for 22 years. That's how long he was a king. So this Amora, this Tana, this Amora of the Menashe only worshipped Avodah Zarah for 22 years. What did he do the last 33 years of his life? After Gitan Shuvit, and then the pasuk says, the next few lines, my Tzib, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim that he was followed to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that his tshuva should be accepted. Vayishma Elov, the Ribbono Shel Olam listened to his prayers. Vayechotzer lo. What do you mean Vayechotzer lo? What kind of a lashon is that? So we rather don't even have such a phrase in the pasuk. We don't have such a gerus. We have the gerus of Vayechotzer lo. We have Vayechotzer lo. But apparently the Chachmei Hagmar of Shimon Bar Yochai had the gerus of Vayechotzer lo. So he has to kasha. Vayyasalam Aboyla should say that his prayers were accepted. The Banisham listened to the prayers. So what does it say? Vayyachotalo? So the Pshat is the same. His prayers were accepted, but it's explaining how HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted him the tshuva. That the Midah Sadin of the Banisham didn't want to allow Menashe to be chayz of the tshuva. So the Banisham had to make a machteret and make a little tunnel. So he hid. Menashe hid. Not to be taken literally, to be taken figuratively. He let him do tshuva and come in through the back door. The day of the tshuva, the Midas Adin shouldn't be being active. So the Gemara says over here that these, all the 55 years, not only the 33 years that he was close to the tshuva, even the first 22 years that he was getting everybody to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that for all 55 years, he used to give shiurim, he used to be the falpo on Chumash Vayikra. Chumash Vayikra has all the dinim of Kotchim and Taras, complicated halachas, and he had 55 different mahalchim in the various tzuvim. Every year he had another mahadura of what to say. Kineged Shnos Malchuta. And the others were also very learned. Achav HaRosha, we don't find that he did shuv. Achav HaRosha had 85 mahalchim in the state of Vayikra. And Yerov Ben Nevod had 103. How can we say to Vayikra? He was a prominent Talmid HaChachamim. Very. Then the Gemara said earlier, the Gemara says on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, I don't remember. How far did we learn before I went there? The Gemara says on Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, about 20 lines from the bottom, 25 lines from the bottom, where it says the pasuk Vayimta Ota Achi Hashiloni Hanavi Baderech Humiskata B'Salma Chadosha. That Yerovim Ben Nevat was wearing a new garment. Ushneim Levadam Basode. What is the significance of the Salma Chadosha that Yerovim Ben Nevat was wearing a new garment? So the Gemara says, Kasalma. Kasalma Chadosh, Masalma Chadosh, Eno Shindoki. You buy a new suit, so it's in good condition. This on Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, about 20, 25 lines from the bottom. 20, 25 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara quotes a passage from Melachim Aleph. That Yerovim Ben Nevat left Yerushalayim, and he bumps into Achi Ashiloini, and Yerovim is wearing the Salma Chadosh, and they are Basodeh. So what's the significance of mentioning this wearing the Salma Chadosh? The Gemara says, when you buy a new suit, so it's all in good condition, otherwise you don't buy it. Then after you wear it, so it gets rubbed out over here, gets a hole over there, this button falls off, and that's in dead condition. But when you buy brand new, it's in good condition. The Masam Khadash Aim Shim Dolfi is in perfect condition. After us, we'll show you what Lahayba Shim Daisi. You're not going to Salma Khakha. He knew how to talk about it. So Rachel, another suggestion, why does it say he was going to Salma Khadasha? Shechid Shidvarim, Achi Ashiloni, together with your other men of God, was talking and learning. And he said, Chidushim Shalai Shama, Oizen Neyolam. He said, Chidushim is one that were never heard of in the days of Maimon Har Sinai. Give all this in learning. And then it says, Yishneim Levadon Basodi, Chi Ashiloini, Chi Ashiloini, the Rama missed off as one of the Bali Hamasur. This is Moshe Tibetan Mitzin, the Dor of Yeshua. The Rama missed off Dorach, Dorach, Dor, all the generations, till Rabbeinu Rabashi. He has a Chi Ashiloini, he's one of them. So this Chi Ashiloini is one of the Gdoli Hador, he's the Bala Masur, for whom he transmits the Masor to the next generation. The Gemara says he was walking together with Yerovim, and they were talking and learning. And they said, Vam Shlosha Matan Azim Sinai. The Gemara has another suggestion. He said, Shneim Levadam Basoda. They were all alone in the field. What's the significance of writing that in the Tanakh and Melachim Aleph? The Gemara says, Shekol Tamid HaChamim Zayim Lefnen Ki Yizdi Asoda. That these two, Achi Ashiloini, we understand, and Yerovim and Vat, we don't understand. These two were such great Yidoyle HaTorah, that the others were mamish like nothing. The other Talmid HaChacham in the generation couldn't compare to them. Then the Gemara has another suggestion. Ikad Yamri should call Talmid Talmid Gulam Lahem Kasur. Everything was clear to them. And the Gemara says, and nonetheless, he decided, the Rav and Nevat decided to worship Abed Azor. Then the Gemara says, what prompted him to worship Abed Azor? So the Gemara says, all because of COVID. That, the Gemara has a whole strange story. I don't remember. We learned that on Kuf Aleph on the day. On the bottom, towards about 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Aleph on the day. Yerovim Ben Nevat was the same time as Rechavim. Rechavim was son of Shlomo HaMelech. So Shlomo HaMelech was by the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Yerovim Ben Nevat was the Melech on the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And the Shlotim broke away. So he says, if I let everybody go via the regel, so the Lord goes to Yerushalayim, we're going to see Rechavim, Melech Yehuda, is going to be sitting in the Azara, and I won't be able to sit. That's the Shaila, where does this din come from? Rashi over here says it's Halach on Moshe Sinai. Rashi in the other Gemara says it's a din with the Rabban. We have no pasuk that says that. No one is allowed to sit in Azara, even a Kohen Gadol. Even a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in Azara. The only one who's allowed to sit in Azara are the Malchut Beis Dovid Bozad. But he says that's 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Halach on Beis. You love men of God, make the Chesmi. If I'm going to let everybody continue the early regal that goes to Yerushalayim, so they'll see Rechavim is sitting, and I'm sitting, so they'll know that I'm a joker. They'll know that he's the real Melech. And if I'm going to sit, so they'll stone me. They know I'm not Melech in the mouth of Israel. So what can I do? So I better not let them go to the early regal. How can I let them not go? So he made two Avod Israel, and he forced everybody to go to Don and to Beit Seol. They had to worship Avod Israel. So given as I go to Talmachachim, but because of the... But because he wanted to maintain the covet of being the king, and he realized there's going to be early regal, the jig is going to be up. Don't know that he's a fake. He's not the real Melech. Rechavim is the real Melech. Then the Gemara has the famous Agarata. On the bottom of Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, this is a very famous Agarata. Three lines on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. The pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, Achar Hadavar Hazeh, after all of this, Lashav Yerov Nidak Allah, he still didn't do tshuva. After what? It doesn't say in the passage. Achar Adov Hazeh, after all that, he still didn't do tshuva. My Achar Adov Hazeh, what happened?
So the Gemara says, after Shetel Prakar Tzvachol Yiram Bidik, that when Azag Reis is on the Tocham, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, do tshuva, Chazar Becho, Vani V'yatoh, U'ben Yish, and it's out of Gan Eden. All three of us will walk in Gan Eden together. I'll forgive everything, all the other desires. So he says, Li Barosh, who's going to go first? Me, or Ben Yishai. So he says, Ben Yishai Barosh. He says, he doesn't want to do tshuva. Doesn't want to do tshuva. Okay, if that's the story, Ladina, not going to do tshuva. Strange. The Gemara says that you have people, Grace Tamir Chachamim, Dig Mechadish, the same level as Achi Ashi Loine, the Bala Master, and still, because of the COVID, because of the guy, everything went to his head. So he, that's what prompted him in the first place to set up the Avodah Zarah. And that's why in the end, he didn't want to do tshuva. Achadov Razai still didn't want to do tshuva. So the Gemara is bringing out the idea that these people were very big Tamir Chachamim. Nishtu Fashtem. Yeah, all of the version is that question. Yeah. And the Bali Musa is that question. Very the whole Gemara is very strange. I don't know. He mentioned before one of the Tanoim and Amoraim is of the opinion that the Menashe did shuva, that he didn't do Avodah Zarah for 55 years. Because the Pasuk says he worshipped Avodah Zarah, Kasher Asa Acha Melech Yisrael. Kama Malach Achav only 22. And Menashe also, the first 22 years he worshipped Avodah Zarah. The last 33 years he was close to the tshuva. So the Gemara has a previous comment. Why does it turn out that Achav, is there any explanation as to why Achav was a Melech for 22 years? Is there any, does it represent anything? So the Gemara says that there are 22 Oseas in the Aleph Bay, and the Gemara says that he supported learning. Maybe because of the fact that he supported Talmid HaChanim, so that's why the Pasuk says that when it was time to punish Achav, it was like Shokul. The Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't yet prepared to punish Achav. The Gemara says, Shokul Hoyo. What do you mean Shokul? Shokul means Machta Avonis and Machta Mitzvah. Achav HaRosha was Machta Avonis and Machta Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, it's hard to believe Machta Avonis and Machta Mitzvah. Maybe what it means was because he was supportive of Talmid HaChanim. So perhaps that's the reason why Mechnech Shehen or Talmid HaChanim HaChasas Kippul HaMatzah. Maybe that's why Hechel Tazaveris were forgiven. So he was only considered like a Beinani, like Machta Avenas, Machta Meidna. He was really full Balaver, but because he was Mahana Talmid HaChanim HaChasas, he supported all the yeshivas, maybe the Averis didn't count so much. So that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam Yes, not Shaykh, but it's his good. So it's according to Talmid HaChanim, it's his good. Yeah. I don't know the Cheshbonah. So the Gemara comments on the Pasuk a little earlier. It's about 15-20 lines from the bottom of Kuf's face on the base. Who will convince Achav to do a Narish guy to go into the war? Because if he's going to go, he's going to get killed. So someone volunteered. I will go convince him. Who is this Ruach? A spirit. Whose spirit was it? So the Gemara says, this was the Ruach of Novus HaYisraeli. Achav had bumped off Novus HaYisraeli because he wanted his Kerem Novus. So Novus Yisraeli wanted to take the Kama, but he was dead. So his Ruach came, and the Ruach of Novus Yisraeli came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, oh, you want someone to convince Achav to do a shtus, to go into battle and get killed? I'm gonna go convince. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, okay, say. As the Pasuk, Vayetzei Ruach Olam Tem, Ani Afaten, Vayam Hashem Elo, Bameh, Vayam Eitzei, Vayisi Ruach Sheker, Vayisi Konaviyah, Vayam Eitzei, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, say, Vatei Ken. What does he say? Go do your dirty work. Go do the job. So the Gemara says, no. Say means, say in the chitzotzi. You're going to go convince Achav that he should. Ribbono Shel Olam is considering killing Achav. But still, the Ruach of Novus Yisraeli comes to volunteer to do the dirty work, to convince Achav to go to battle and to get killed. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, say in the chitzotzi. Why? Because we have a tradition that we have psukim. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't wanna be together with the Ruach. Even though the Ruach of Novus Yisraeli hot arech to take the Kama,
So Zachar killed the novice Israel.
The Gemara says, nonetheless, when people take Nekome, Omer Rapapa, Haina Dami Inshi, the Porakine, if a person takes Nekome, okay, sometimes it's, let's say, Goel Adam, comes to take Nekome because someone killed his father. Okay, did it in Inya. But still the Gemara says, Machri Beisa, it's going to have a negative effect on the Goel Adam himself. We pass from that a Goel Adam is Nishkin Mitzvah, Machlech is Satanon, Rabbi Kivra and Mishmo. Whether the Goel Adam is a Mitzvah to kill the Horig, Dishkog, or it's only Vishuz. So the Goel Adam from that it's a Vishuz, at your own risk. The Gemara seems to say that one who's going to take the karma from someone else is Machri Beisa, it's going to have a negative effect on him. So that's what the Gemara says over here. When the Rabban Shalom said, say, Vasei Kein, say, means say in the Chitzot. Yeah. So the Belt says, make an earthy kinochosh, like a nochosh. A nochosh means that the nochosh doesn't have hanor. Whatever the nochosh eats tastes like the offer. Offer tells us, you make a yet, even if the nochosh eats steaks and he eats ice cream and he eats all delicious food, everything tastes like an offer. So they say, Tamachokam, has to be out of cover, that should be noting in Oiter. Out of cover, that shouldn't be a batsim, but it should be like a nochosh. Usually, when people take Nekome, they do have hanor. So, those are shanoi. Yeah. And this is a nitzma. Okay. He has no prayer. If you wipe out Amol, it's not that I'm deciding to take Nekome. If that's what the tzibui is, it's not that I decided to take the karma, it's not my decision. But if you hold that it's a reshus, and it's up to me to decide. So then, if one takes one makes such a decision, the Gemara says it's reasonable, it's understandable, but it's going to have a negative effect. The fact that you have an atiyah in that direction is going to have a negative effect on you. So that's what the whole sugya is presenting, that these figures, these biblical figures, were very unusual people. That even Achav was a king for 22 years, the Gemara says perhaps the reason why he was there to the Malchus for 22 years was because of the fact that he supported Torah, because he wasn't Mavazah the Torah. He wasn't prepared to surrender, he was prepared to surrender to the enemy, the gold, the silver, and everything, his wives and his children, he wasn't prepared to surrender the Sefer Torah. And when he was talking about why people are there to Malchus, so they talk about Omri. Omri was one of the kings. So the Gemara says, on the first wide line on that dot, there's also a famous Agarata, the last narrow line on Kuf, Beis Amud Beis, in the first wide line. Omer Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Ma Zocha Omri La Malchus. You understand there must be a reason why someone is Zecha to Malchus, not some. So they say, Mithnei Shahos, it was a rush, all these people were showing. But they did certain wonderful things. So the Gemara says, Hosiv Krachecha Beret Yisom. They built a Yishuv and Eret Yisom. So the Rav Tamarashi used to say that Ben Gurion, so then on 8 years. But he built up a lot of Eretz. He has a chus with the atheism, with the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that Omri had a chus, that he built up one krach, which is the krach. He bought a shtikl karka, and he built the city Shomron. He named it after the original owner, the Goy, who owned the field from before. So because he built the city Shomron, that's why he was there to serve as the king. To build the city in Eretz Yisrael is a gevaldig chus. The city Shamron was not there in the days of the Yeshua B'Nun. There was no Shamron. It was built by Omri. It says the Pharisee in Omri. And nonetheless, the Pasuk says, the Haftarah of Shabbat Hazir, Mitzvah, I forgot that this one. It says, Abba Mitzvah, Hayosh, and Petah, Shah Shamron, Gechaz, Yeshua, Shamron, we're standing in front of Shah Shamron. Why did they enter Shamron? Because the Mitzvah is not permitted to enter any of the Ayyorah, on the Kabbat Chayim, on the Moshe Yeshua B'Nun. So this was Eresh built. The Pasuk says, this Terek in Melachim, there's a Melachim Malach, chapter 10 Zion, is right before that Terek. It says the Abba Mitzvah, the Yosh and Pesach, says Mamish, it's a dead giveaway that it was not a Mukhaf Chem, like Yeshua B'Nun. So I think the Malvin writes, but they were Machmer Aminig, to treat it as if it were a Mukhaf Chem, like Yeshua B'Nun. Even on Medina, it's not. It's the Pharisee that it was built after the days of Yeshua B'Nun. Nonetheless, that's what they were Machmer.
Yeah, but they were of the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara talks about that. How? Yeah. Is the Shechita good of another Avodah Zarah? The Shechita was done by someone else. Right.
Here, this Gemara is talking about a problem, the Gemara we mentioned before. The Gemara, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, on the top of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top, is commenting on a word in Divrei Hayamim that Vayos doesn't exist. We don't have Vayechoter. He says, Neloshen Machteret. Shasal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neloshen Machteret for Akia, Seh L'Kabel of the Shulis. On the margin, on the right-hand side of the Gemara, they tell you to look in the Tertus, in Shabbos Nun Hei. The Gemara in Shabbos Nun Hei also has a comment that a Pasuk in Tanakh. Why does it say like that? The Gemara says, Agan Tadrosh. So Tosfos says, it doesn't correspond to the way we have in Tanakh. And there, Anun Hei Mereis and Shabbos, there's a famous long, Rabbi Kizegner, and the Julian Ashas, very long comment, where he just collects all of the Kuris in the Gemara, where the Gemara has a different result from the way that it is by us in the printed Tanakh. So that's a problem. In our Tanakh, we follow the Masorah. So the question is, these people, the Balei HaMasorah, who listed off all the letters, all the way the letters are supposed to be spelled, and what the word is supposed to be here, Vayechoter, Vayechoter. Is it an ayin or is it a chet? Which is it supposed to be? And many other words with spelling, variant spelling. So that's a shadow. Which one are you supposed to follow? Which one are you supposed to follow? So there's a Tshuva to Rashba, or the Rashba says you're supposed to follow what it says in the Gemara. Supposed to follow the Gemara. And in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or the Sefer, Kitzur HaSefer, that the Sof from you is a special Sefer for Sof, and how to write a Sefer for Sof and a Mezuzah. And he has a Haskam and a Haskam Sefer. He did it the same time as a Haskam Sefer. Has a Haskam and a Haskam Sefer on the first edition. And then by the time he finished the second edition, the Haskam Sefer is no longer alive. So in the first edition, he doesn't say anything about this. In the second edition, he writes Chaketz and Shulchan Aruch. That you're supposed to write the Chumash according to the Masorah, not according to what it says in the Gemara. So that's the Shaila. And that's so. Are you supposed to follow the Tshuva and Rashba? Are you supposed to follow the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? That's a big problem. That's because Eger raises all of these theories and Shabbos, Nun, Hem, and Beis. It's a big problem. Then the Gemara has a comment on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph about 15 lines from the top. How come also Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Rav Yechon quotes a lot from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Yechon never saw Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's why it says Mishum. Rashi writes in other places in Shas. Whenever it says often Amar Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if he heard it over in his name, if he would have heard directly, he would have said Amar Rav Yechon and Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But if it doesn't say Omar, it says Yishum, it means that he heard it in his name, but he didn't hear it directly from him. So he has a comment on two kings, both in Yirmiyah. One person says, Veracious Mamlechos Yehoyokin ben Yoshio, what happened when he took over the kingdom? The other person speaks of Veracious Mamlechos Sitzio, what happened when he first took over the kingdom? So the Gemara is bothered, why does it say Veracious? It should say Betchila. What common expression is that Veracious? It's reminiscent of Bereshit Bara Elokim. So that's what the Gemara says. Bereshit sounds like Adonai Lahavim Malchut of Noah, the king. This is the beginning of the kingdom. No, what it means is the beginning of their kingdom. But why does it use this expression? So the Gemara says because Bereshit Bara Elokim says Vortos Sol Vavo. So on these occasions, because in one case. But the people of his generation were Rishon. Yehoyakim ben Yoshio was a Rosh, he was Ovid Avid Azor, but the nation, they had Tzadikim among the nation. So the Rabban Shlom was in Kaas, Dikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vizu Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Dashim. Dikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachas Tzom Kula, Tov Avo, as it says, Bereshit Bar Elokim, Hor Tzai Tzom Avo. But in the generation of Yehoyakim, although he was an Ovid Avid Azor, there were Tzadikim in the door. In the generation of Tzitio, there were no longer any Tzadikim. What happened to the tzaddikim? There was tzaddikim just in Perek Chavav in Yirmiyah. What happened? Perek Chavches. All of a sudden, the tzaddikim disappeared. What happened in between Perek Chavav and Perek Chavches? The Rashi says, "Yeah, there was the Golus, Achorish, VaHamazir. All the tzaddikim and all the Tamir Chacham were sent into Golus Babel. So they left. So among the Hamoinam in the days of Tzitziyahu, there were no tzaddikim. But Tzitziyahu was known as a great tzaddik." So in the generation of Yehoyakim, the Baruch Hu really wasn't Kaas. He wanted to destroy the world to reverse it back to Tov Vavo. And in the days of Tzitzio, he wanted to reverse the world back to Tov Vavo because of the generation.
But Nisakel, he looked in the days of Tzitzio, he looked at Tzitzio. Amalek, in the days of Ahayokim, he looked at the door. So Niskara Daito. The Baal Shalom did not destroy the world. That's the drasha that that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had. I don't know. It says in Bereshit, the Baal Shalom probably not going to destroy the world. So how do you understand these gemara? I'm going to get the count. Yeah, but he says the pasuk says in Bereshit, the Baal Shalom promised he put the shvua. Hashem is bati al meinoyah. He's not going to destroy. I mean, the shvu is only if there's some skus or another. You have to have some skus. Okay. Gemara has various agadotes. Then Gemara has interesting on the top of Amud Beis, on top of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara quotes a pasuk in the Yod, which you do have. Vayimna mirishoy mo'oram, v'zroya rom et yishovir. The pasuk in Yod, that's 5 lines on the top of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. So the word Rishoyim, the Shin, the letter Ayin, and that pasuk is not written on the line normally. It's suspended in, it's Tolu. It's suspended in the air. So you can read the word as if the Ayin weren't there. Vayinam Meiroshim Oram. A Rosh is a poor person. A Rosh is a poor person. So what could it possibly mean? So the Gemara has it, Rosha, Hamarish Lokish. If a person is poor in the society, the Rebbe Shem will also consider him as if he were poor. What does it mean? So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that if Ruach HaBriah is Melech HaMelech, Ruach HaMoach is Melech HaMelech. Usually, sometimes not so. Sometimes the tzaddik lives in a community where all the people are Rishon, so they don't appreciate him. An Orthodox rabbi in a Reform community. You have exceptions to the rule. But there are klal, there is such a rule. So that's what Rish Lakish comments on this passage, that the shit, that the ayin, and the word vayimna merishoyim oram, the ayin is tuluya. So you'd be able to read the passage as if it were written vayimna merishoyim oram, from the poor. And who are the two Roshim? Whoever is Rosh Malamato is going to be Rosh Malamato. Whoever is not accepted in the community, the people don't like him, they're right of him, and they think that he's an evil person. So in Bezna Shamailo, so they will probably think poorly of him. So the Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, why does the Pasuk have the ayin at all? Let it be explicit in the Pasuk. Let this concept from Pirkei Avos be explicit in the pasuk in here. Why is it only Merubas in the pasuk? So the Gemara says because there are exceptions to the rule. There are several times, there are cases where a person is not Mekubal by the society, but he's a big tzaddik. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loza, had a machlokes. In every generation there are exceptions to the rule. So one of them says the reason why it's not written explicitly, this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, why it doesn't appear explicitly in Tanakh, and they quote Shal David. So David had a lot of adithas. That had a lot of sun in. He looked to a tilim. David is always praying to the Baruch Hu, he should get his right from off of his back. They're always attacking him. They're always saying that he's balashish and he's this and he's that and he's the other thing. But he was nechmat lamaila. He was accepted. Chadamishim kodesh on the chanim. He also had a lot of rights. In every generation, there are a lot of people. So it must be because there are so many exceptions to the rule. If this mishnah and Pirkei Avos would have been written explicitly in the Tanakh, would have been a busha. Even though we know that every klal has the essence of it, it would be written explicitly, would have been a busha to those tzaddikim who are the exceptions to the rule. The Gemara speaks about the Avodah Zarah that they did, all of these malachim, one, each one was trying to outdo the other one. This one made an atestal, he put it on his rooftop, then came the next malach, he's going to outdo him, put it in the Beit HaMikdash. The next one came, he put it into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Each one had outdo the other. And then the Gemara says, each one is outdoing. So the Gemara says, one of them made an Avodah Zarah that only had one panim on it. And he decided to make Dalit panim. So the Shechina will be more angry. He figured it's going to have an Avodah Zarah with four faces in all the four directions. So whichever way the Shechina should look at the Avodah Zarah, the Shechina will be angry. Each one tried to outdo the other one to get the Rabbi Shalom to be angrier. So then the Gemara says, not only in the area of Avodah Zarah, in the area of Gilui Arayos also. So when you get to the wide line, the Gemara has it at the sixth wide line. You have a bracket on the line that it says Torah HaTorah in brackets. On that Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. That says 20 lines from the bottom. 15, 20 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Ochas Hiter Es HaErvo. What do you mean Hiter Es HaErvo? That's poetic. So Rashi writes on the top line on the second column. He says ever means that he is so rugged to violate Gilui Arayos, not to look ahead. Doesn't mean that the pastor says mutter to violate our rights. He was so rugged, he was running around with other women, married women and stuff, so it was not to look ahead. But Menashe had to outdo him, and Oman had to, each one had to outdo the other one, not only in the area of Avodah Zarah, in the area of Gilui Arayos. So Menashe had to show, so Boa Lachosa, not Boa Leishesish, that's more common. Boa Lachosa, that's modern. So he had to get the Rebbe Shlom angry. And Amoin had to outdo Menashe, so he was Boalima. Shinema, the prophet, sorry. Here Boashma. Amoin, the Melech, was here Boashma. So the Gemara says, Boalima, the next line. Amoralima, Klum, Yeshlecha, Anon, and Mokum, Shiotos, and Imeno. What Anon do you have? I'm an old lady. What Anon does he have? He Boal his mother. Stupid idiot. So he says, what am I doing in the shame? I'm not doing this Lahachis. He wants to do the hakis to the Rebbe Shlom. Amalah, so Oman tells his mother, Kulumani Yosheva, Lahakis is very, so he has to show Lahakis is Boalima. So this is an interesting expression that the Gemara has, that the mother tells him, Kulum Yeshlecha Anom and Mokum Shiotot and Menu. He's Boal the mother, that he was born from the mother. It is an issue in the contemporary custom for the last 100 years, if you adopt a child at a very young age, is there an Issa Yichud between the adoptive mother and the child? So someone is saying, no, psychologically, the relationship between the child and the adoptive mother is such that, he has no Yetzirah. Whenever there's no Yetzirah, the Gemara runs up in the Pasuk. He says, Chachicha ben Imecha, that there's an Issa Yichud, because the Pasuk is Chachicha ben Imecha, Basesa, Lema. How can it be Basesa if it's with the mother? You see that there's no Issa Yichud with your own mother. So the Pasuk only says there's no Issa Yichud with the mother. What about with the sister? So the Gemara says, Adam Mishyachin Imachosa, Adeno Dor Imachosa. There's no Issa Yichud with the sister, but to live the Kriyas with the sister, that's not allowed. That's in one end of the position. And in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machloek of different opinions. What does it mean? He's Mishyachin Imachosa, Adeno Dor. Well, what's his Dor? So some say Yichud means for a few minutes. But if they're gonna stay in the same apartment for a few days, that's very odd. Some say means 30 days, and some say means longer than 30 days. There's different sheets of when is there an issue. For a brother and a sister, not allowed to stay in the same apartment. But if it's a very deep crying, so then the Gemara says, Adam Nisiachi de Machos is Mutter. How did the Gemara know that there's a Heta Yuchat Bachos? There is no Postic. The Postic only says, by Emo. The Postic only says, by Emo. So the answer is, the Chachamim one Mishar. Whenever there's no Yetzihara, so then there's no Issa Yuchat. But by Achosu, there's also no Yetzihara. For a short period of time, maybe over a longer period of time, there will be an Issa Yuchat. For a shorter period of time, it's not the Mishachri Machosu. So that's the Shaila. By the mother, the Chachamim understood Shat and the Postic, that there's no Issa Yuchat by the mother, because there's no Yetzihara. There are people who are Baal Achosu, there are people who are Baal Ima, but that's irregular. That's very unusual, even by the Stufei Zimut. Here he says he's just doing it lahachas. He's Oman Amela. So that's the Shaila. The psychological relationship between the mother and the child is because the mother raised him because she's so much older than him, or because he was born from the mother. So that's what some of the Tosin quote. Klum yesh l'chanom and lochem shiotos in the manner. It's only if he was born from the mother. If it's an adopted child, then we wouldn't assume like that. We know that the incidence of incest by adopted children is slightly higher than it is by real children. By real children, it's a low percentage in general. And by adopted children, it's slightly higher. that we know that that's a fact. They made surveys about this. And abuse of children also, when the parent, it's abnormal that a parent should abuse his child to be mean. But an adoptive child, there's a higher incidence of abusing the child. So that's a shana l'alocha, whether the yisa yichud only applies, the heta yichud, by a mother and a child, only applies when it's mamish, the child is born from that mother, or even if the child was raised by that mother. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he, Machtavek ala Kumet, he quotes a Gemara in the end of Seifa, I think it's the last daf in Seifa. But the Gemara has a Machlejit Amaro, and the din is a brother who is not permitted to marry his sister, a part of the Chumash, Tanisha Kari. So there's a Machlejit from the Gemara, what if a man and a woman had children from the first marriage, and then he became an Alman or a Gosh, and she became a Gush Alman, and then this man and the woman marry. And now they have his children and her children. Now they're living all together. So they're not related to each other. His children and her children have no shaykhs with each other. It's not even half brothers and half sisters. Step brother. So the Gemara has a machloek to Samarayim and the last daf in sight whether they're allowed to marry or not. So one Amara says it's a marisayim. If you allow the step brother to marry the step sister, so it'll come out of Takola. People will think that a brother is allowed to marry a sister. It'll come out of Kilk. And the other Amara says, yeah, what are you talking about? Everybody knows that there's a stepbrother and stepsister, there's no chashash. So what did the first Amara hold? That not everybody knows. So the Moshe Tain is, how can it be that not everybody knows this? Every time the parents have to go to a chasana, they have to have someone there to remove the Issa Yichud. So everybody knows. Everybody is going to know that they never leave her children together with his children. If she has a daughter and he has a son, there's always going to be a problem of Yichud. So Rav Moshe says, you see from the Gemara, from the first mandama, we paskin that it's a double yadum of kursum, that they're not brothers and sisters, only a stepbrother. So there's no chashash that this will mislead people into thinking that brothers allowed to marry sisters. But the first Amara and the Gemara thought that you're not allowed to marry each other because people would think that a brother is marrying a sister. Won't it be a dead giveaway? If they never kiss each other, they never hug them when they sit at the table, they never bump each other with the other, have to stay away like a stranger. But don't you see from the Gemara? They act like a brother and a sister. L'chol in your name. L'chol divre. This is Rav Moshe claims. If you have a... This is one of the earlier tshuvas of Rav Moshe. He says, you have an ochen in Gemara that everything is new. But the other parts are not so convinced about it. And this is one of the Gemaras that he quotes. That I got it to. But that's what she said to her son, Amon. You have an ochen from the Goal Iman. The Mokm Shere. He's talking to them. He said, yeah, he doesn't have an ochen. He's just doing it l'hachas to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says they will use the worship of the desires in the wildest way. Lahakas to the Rabbanu Shalom. To be Nevazah to the Rabbanu Shalom in the worst way of all. That's what we pointed out on different occasions. The Gemara in the first study in Masechus Hashanah talks about two different governments. There's a Malchus Yisrael and there's a Malchus in the Goylam. Malchus Yisrael, the Minyan Shtoreh, starts the new year from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And Malchus from Rosh Ha'olam starts the new year from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara there talks about specific malachim, whether they had a deal of, the Gemara talks about Artashaster, was the son of Esther, from Achashverosh, his father was a guy, mother was Jewish. He was, it turned out that he was Jewish, because mother was Jewish. And it happened that he was the king of Sheva, Yes, and Nehem. It didn't happen that Eretz Yisrael was in the middle. He happened to be a Jewish king, happened to be the melech over Eretz Yisrael. But it was Derech Agav that he was Jewish, and he says Derech Agav that he was Melech over Eretz Yisrael. It was really a Gad of Yerusha from his father, Machashverosh, along with the other 126 Nevi'im. So he got Eretz Yisrael also. So is that called Malchus Yisrael? Or maybe it's called Malchus Yisrael. So Gemara has a seal between various Sukkim and Nevi'im and Suvim. So Gemara says the Teretz is Kan Kledim Shechna, Kan Lach Shechna, Lach Shechna. Calls man that it meant something to him. He was the king. Part of the time that he was king, his mother, Esther Amalka, was still alive, and then she died. So, Kozman, that she was alive, we assume he had no Yiddish education at all, but Kozman, that the mother was alive, and even years later, it meant something to him. He was a Yid. Didn't mean anything religiously, but it meant something and nationalistically. He's a Yid, and he's the king over Eretz Yisrael. It meant something. And then, Lach HaShechna, after everything, the whole effect of his mother was gone because the Esther Amalfi had died already for a long time, and he just considered himself a secular person. He happens to be, accidentally he's the king over Eretz Yisrael as part of the other 127 Medinim. So the moment that he became Lach HaShechmes, that nothing meant anything to him, so then it's called Malchus HaMetzor. And all the other kings in Tanakh, these guys, they were worshipping Avodah Zarah, they forced everybody to worship Avodah Zarah. And Moses says, the crazy things that they did, he writes the shame Avodah Zarah on his Eva HaZakus, he writes the shame Elohim, the shame Shemaim on his Eva HaZakus, crazy things that they did, just Lahachas to the Bani Shalom. And this, all of this is called Malchus Yisrael. Why? Because all the Avodah Zarah is everything, this was known as the Yiddish Avodah Zarah. All the nations in the area, they all knew that's the Yiddish Avodah Zarah. They all knew, they pointed a finger, that's the Yiddish in the Din. It wasn't religious, it was everything was Lahakis, but still, that's called the Yiddish in the Din. The minute it's going to become secular, if the government, they'll decide to make a Medina Yisrael totally secular, that the Jews don't play any special role. There's no Chok HaShvus, and there's no law of return. And the Jews and the nuns, it's the Medina L'chol Ezrachel. It will be a Medina to all the citizens. No milo of it being Jewish at all. No milo of being Jewish at all. So when that'll happen, then it'll be a Malchus in the third. A close mind that it has this, it's known as a Jewish Medina. That's what it's almost anti-Semitism. So of course it's a, with all this stuff that we're describing, all of these miserable kings, these are called Malchus Yisrael. The Nigmor got involved in, was really talking about the Gimel Malachim, don't have a Chel, the Ram Abba. The middle, the Gimel speaks about Gedolo Le Gimel. It's three lines from the bottom. To open your home, to give a meal to someone else who's traveling by the Gevaldig Gezach. Gedolo Le Gimel. Le Gimel means to swallow some food. What's so Gevaldig about the Gimel? Different things happen in the world. Sherechika shtei mishpachas nisod. The Gemara says, Amon and Moav were craving. Amon and Moav are craving either because they're related to the Jewish people. Amon and Moav were descendants from Loit. So Loit is the nephew of Avram Avinu. That's one shot Rashi has. So the other shot craving, they live. They were shchenim, and they're so geographically craving. Either craving b'nei mishpacha, or craving geographically. That's where Rashi has the two shotim on the top of Kuf Dalet and Aleph. The top Rashi. Probably so she bought me lot, but she's not a crazy mamish, like on the Maymar, but it's rather crazy that they were geographically crazy. So the first thing Mar says, Merachekeh says ha crazy. The Doyle Legima is Merachekeh says ha crazy. Amon and Moav should have been like the French, like the Spanish, like the Indians in America, whatever. Any Nochri who converts can marry into the Jewish people. And Amon and Moav, we're not allowed to marry. Amon and Moav, you're not allowed to marry. Gamdar Asiri, you're not allowed to marry Amon and Moav. So it's worse than, Litri Verdain is those nishis, Amon and Moav is also why? Because, Advar Shalakid Meshchem Balechem Uvamai, because they weren't prepared to give some food to the Jewish people, to sell food to the Jewish people. So that's, Merachekeh says HaKoyim. Then you find the Karebet Es HaRechoyim. This memory, the Gemara, of Yosef Ben Kisno, has five different things. It says, Legimo is Merachekeh Shtei Meshpochet Nisrof. That's what caused Amon and Moav to become awesome. And then the Karebet, as a rechaitim to Yisroel. That Yisroel tells his daughter, Kren alo v'yochalochem, invite the young men in, that's the top of Kuvdal that I'm in on the second line. He tells his daughters, invite the young men in, give them a meal, Kren alo v'yochalochem, and then he was zeche, Yisroel was zeche, that in b'nei bonim shal Yisroel, Yashub l'ishkus ha-gozim, you have to come that say, that they were sitting in the Bez Nagorol and Paskin and Shailas. So that was a gewaldige schus that he was rewarded because of the fact that he was Nikaris, he gave a meal. He gave a meal to Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's where he was zeicher. What else was accomplished? Umalemes, the Gemara has later, 10 lines from the top of Kuvdal in the Manala. He's going to say five different things that he has to say. Umalemes, Einai, Min Harishoim, Nimicho. Nicho was an Ovid of Israel. He made Tetzel Nicho. He made Tetzel Nicho. But because the prophet says in Sefer Shoftim, this Tetzel Nicho is in Shoftim, no? So it says there, so he used to give food to all the passers by. As the Gemara quoted a passage, Tita Mitzuyah Lovid Rofin, that's about the eight lines from the bottom of Kuf Gimel on the day. So because of that, even though he was over Avid Azorah, and Tesal Nicho was in a city that was very close to the Beit HaMikdash, to the, with the Mishkan, to the Mishkan Shiloh,
Marta was only Gimel Milan away from Mishkan Shiloh, the Ashan HaMaroch of Mishkan Shiloh, and the Ashan of Tetzel Michal, when the Tzavim Zeb and Zeb. They were close to each other, but it was scandalous. It was a Bizayim. And the Gemara says that he had this Tetzel Michal, one shot the Gemara was, when they crossed over the Yamsu, he already had it, the shot of Tzavim Zeb. Yeah. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Vavah Bayom Torah, that the competition of the Rabban Shalom also went through Yamsuf. The one shot in the Gemara was that he already had prepared the Pesel Micha before he left in Shrine. Rashi has two pshatim on that. What does it mean? Over by Yom Tzor, that part of the heart. The other pshat Rashi is that when it came time before he appeared in Shrine, Hazeh Hashgiyah Zenei Yisrael Eimah Pachad Yitzkar Utim Eschem, that Yosef HaTzadik made them swear that when it would come time for the season, I'm going to take his body. So the Yosef HaTzadik's body was stuck in the Nilus. So how did they succeed in getting it out? So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Shem, Rashi writes, on Kuf Gimel on the base, on the second column, halfway down. Dibra Matzah Zeh Pistol Shal Micha. So Rashi is quoting a Medrash, because Shekas of Moshe is Hashem, he wrote a Shem on first, Yishlichu El Anilos, Lahalos Aron Shal Yosef, to fulfill the promise that they had made. So, and then Moshe Rabbeinu left the Shem over there. He took the coffin of Yosef to bring it back there, as he thought it were. So this character Micha went and he took that Shem and he saw that this Shem, you can do all kinds of wonderful tricks. You can bring up a dead body, you can bring up a coffin from the Nilus. He took this later and he used it to make his Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah was talking. He fooled all the people into believing that he really is Yesh Mamish. So because of this Micha, he was a Gefelach person. So he really should have been listed among the people who don't have a Chel Gelam Abba in the Mishnah. So we left him out because of this course that he had. Because he used to give all of the travelers, all of the passers by, he used to give the Rabbi Drochim, Peter Bissui, Rabbi Drochim. So that's why the Shechina is Malem Asayim in Horishon. Then another thing is the Masha Shechina al Lidi Habal. The Gemara continues, 10 lines from the top of Kuvdal and Manal. This is the Doi Lola Gimel. The Gemara tells the story that the Chaver Shal Ido Hanavi, was given the ability to give a nevuah because of the fact that he gave him a meal. So he had Yoshim al Shulchan, he gave him a meal, so because he was Machnas Seirech, so that's why Min HaShamayim, they gave him a nevuah. And then the fifth thing is, Shigot Oilo Zodon. Usually a person doesn't have Erev Shege, he doesn't deserve to be punished to the same extent as a person who doesn't have Erev Mezid. It says, Shigigas, the Mishnah says, Bebeav Shigigas Talmud Oilo Zodon. If a Tamachacha makes a mistake, he passes wrong, even though he passed him wrong, the Shogig, not the Mezid, he's going to be punished. He got Talmud, all his own, going to be punished as if he had passed him the Mezid. Where do you find other Averis? That if a person gets punished because he did something wrong, even though he did it to Shogig, so that's what the fifth thing that Rabbi Yisrael Kisman says is, Shogig got all his own, if a person doesn't give Ladima, he's not Machnas Erech, he doesn't give someone else a meal when the other person needs it, so he's going to be punished also. Like one who would have done it the Mezid. The Gemara tells the whole story. Yohanes and Ben Shaul loved David. They were mamish yedidim. They were loving. They loved each other very much. So when David ran away, he was starving to death. And when he came to Novira Kohenim, he had to ask them for some food. And the only food they had was the lechem aponim. So they gave him lechem aponim. The Gemara says it was a suffix sakonim. He said lechem aponim was supposed to be only for kohenim. He wasn't a kohen. He was a shaved Yehuda. But because he was, the Gemara says he was so sick to the gate. And then Doit Radoni went and he mastered to Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech heard about it, and then he wiped out the whole city, Novir HaKoyim. The story in Sefer Shmuel. So the Gemara says all of this was because Molly Hosei, Yohannes Lundavi, Shtei Kikras Lechem. It's when he should have been Malabahim, he should have given him some food to take along. A lot of times people go on a train, they go on a plane, so the people give them along, the people that they stay by give them a sandwich, they give them some cookies, they're gonna serve food, they're gonna serve kosher food on the plane. Just in case. So the people always find it annoying. No, but just in case you don't have any food. So that's what the Gemara says, when Yohanan was Malabado, he should have given him a little food. He had money to buy food, he had money. He still should have given him a little food, because he didn't give him two challahs. So the city Novir HaKoyim never had been destroyed. Doi Gadami would not have lost his Olam Abba. The Mishnah list of Doi Gadami is one of the four people who lost his Olam Abba. All because he mastered to Shaul. And Shaul the Shloshes Bon of Shaul was punished also because he wiped out Novi Rakhain. And all of this was all the punishment for the Avera that was done to Shogay, that Yohannes and Midnabi didn't have the presence of mind to give along some food to David HaMelech. But this is what the Gemara brought in. They were talking about who doesn't have a chayus al mabor. So they said, one should mention Micho. He was the fella. He was an Ovidah. He got everybody to worship Ovidah. Gemara says, no, G'dayla Legimon. He had that chus. So he's going to have al mabor. Then the Gemara says, there were other Rishoyim. What about the other Rishoyim in Tanakh? Why do we only pick out these seven people? What about the others? So the Gemara says, well, this one had this chus, this one had that chus. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute, these chusim that we talked about is only bro, mezaka, abba, abba, lo, mezaka, bro. The Gemara says, if you have a melech Yisrael, you have a person who's another Avodah Zarah, yefelech, and he has a son who's a tzaddik, so this son came from this Russia. So this chusim, the mitzvah, and the mitzvah, and the mitzvah, that the son does, afarechem does this chus for the father. Because if not for the father, the son wouldn't be here. But if a father has a son, the son is an Avodah Zarah, the chus avos is not going to count for the son. The chus avos is one thing. It is a concept of chus avos, but it doesn't help if the son is going to be an Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Gemara says, bro is mezaka avod. And this is in the Mishnah said that the son does, afarechem does the chus for the avod. That's why we have a minute to say kaddish. It is just a quote from the Zohar. That's when the child recites kaddish after the death of the father. The parent, it's played at the parent from Ganon. That applies to direct descendants, a grandchild, great grandchild, whatever nitzah might be saying, the descendant does, if I reckon, there's a clue for the nitzah. The father can say Kaddish only once for the son, he's not going to play to the son from Ganon. That's the same as a stranger saying Kaddish. The father saying Kaddish, same as a stranger saying Kaddish. There are more talks about hiring a stranger to say Kaddish, but it's not the same Madrega, not the same Milo as having a direct descendant say Kaddish.
Right.
Right. That's what the Gemara says, that it doesn't help. Yeah. The Gemara says it
helped.
The Gemara says it didn't. This Amora holds that it didn't help. That bro, Abba loy mezaka bro. That's what the Gemara quotes it also in connection with David and Hashem. The Gemara says, what about Yehoyakim? He was also gefelach. Why do you only have a list of the seven Rishonim? Well, Yehoyakim was gefelach. One should say he should also have. The Gemara says, why, he suffered enough. Why did he suffer enough? So the Gemara tells a story that in Cana the Rav Preda was an Amora, so his grandfather once found a skull in Shari Yerushalayim. And it said on the skull, it was written, Zot Yod Acheret. He didn't know what it was supposed to be, but what it means, Zot Yod Acheret. He finds the skull, so you bury it. So somehow it popped up again. A couple of days later, it comes up again. He buries it again. A couple of days later, it pops up again. He realized it must be the skull of Yehoyakim HaMelech, about whom it says in Yuni Yochaveh, Tzvur Eschama Yikover, Soko V'Hashlech. It'll be schlepped all over the place. You know, he's not going to be Zerchah Tzvur. So he figured, okay, he's not going to be Zerchah Tzvur. He can't fulfill this. And it's a Tzvur and all amazing. He can't fulfill Tzvur. And HaShemayim is going to keep on popping up. So this guy was a Melech, Yehoyakim was a Melech. He has to be Mechabahim. It's not the Kovadik. True, you can't bury him, so let's do something to Kovadik. So Korcha Bishiroi, he wrapped up the skull in silk. He put it in the Kovadik box in his house. So one day, his wife came home, and she sees this skull. She never noticed the skull before. So the Gemara, either the Girsa on the side says that she has the next door neighbor, or the Girsa we have the Gemara, she figured out on her own. The next door neighbor knows everything. The next door neighbor said, oh, that's the skull from your husband's first wife. He can't forget his love for the first wife. So the second wife says, is that so? So she took the skull and she threw it into the furnace to make sure that it gets all burned up. So the Gemara said, Yehoyakim got, Yehoyakim suffered enough, so that's why he is going to get a chelek al mabo. The Gemara says, all of the people in Tanakh that we wonder, why does the Mishnah only pick on these seven? They were worse people. So the Gemara says, Micho, he had a food that he gave food to the passersby. And Yehoyakim, he suffered, he was cursed, he was never going to be buried, and his skull was burned. And each one of them either had a food from a child or a food that he personally did some of the kind of food. So therefore, the list is a short list, only these 70. Yeah. I think so. Probably a Talmud like a son. I don't know. Then the Gemara says about Averiga, they talk about all these Tanoim, so they talk about Chizkiyo. I'm not like a grand Atzadik. But the Gemara says,
he did wrong. He's weighing and measuring everybody here. So they say he did wrong. And Avera Gerera is Avera. So because he was bragging here on the first wide line, before the lines get very wide, and Kuf Dalem and after, Gemara says, Tanya Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Bishvil HaTodin HaKosisi, because he was bragging to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, he held Givaldik about his mitzvahs and might and tithing. So that led to a mistake. What was the mistake? That he invited Nochem to eat in his home. Figure is a king, and he has to invite the Nochem, and he has to have his wife serve on the dock, and his wife is serving coffee, and his wife takes cookies and whatever. And because he has the Nochem serving on his table, to this cause later, Gerem Legolus Lebona. So one thing led to the other. So even Tzadikim, people make mistakes, and one slight mistake is Avera Galera Avera. One thing leads to the other. The first idea was that he was bragging about himself. He was speaking a little too nicely about himself. Like we had the Gemara earlier, that why is it that Ezra and Nehemiah is one sefer in the 24th form of the Tanakh, and Nehemiah is not counted as a separate sefer? The Gemara says because he's always mafsik tovah liatzman. He gives us things, zochel lilo kaiva tovah. Those all farechem zeham faramitzah. Every time he does something good, the prophet quotes him and saying, Zachar de la Lakai de Tat. The Gemara says that he was punished because of that, La Nikos Shmo. It is also such a similar thing. Because on one occasion, you don't have by Chisio that he keeps on saying, on one occasion, on a major occasion, so Tobin Echazis and so on, he's timing Zachar with Tirban Shmom, so that caused him, Aver, to make another mistake. The Gemara goes through the various mistakes. Then the Gemara starts going through Echo. Yoshua Bodod, commenting on the Megillah Seicha and the various interesting. I'm going to be not allowed to yet. On Shabbos, you're allowed to. But why isn't it this Easter? He invited them and he gave them covered malachim over here. He was serving on them, the Pasuk says. Because he was Mishamishan. By Shamashalem Chizkio. He's a little too nice to the Nachum. When do we invite Nachum to the tent? If you have a Nachum plans to convert, if you have a Nachum that's interested in finding out something about Yiddishkeit or something, so then we invite them on Shabbat, you're not allowed. He invited them with a big shmat. He really meant it. He thought he had to give him cover. But I think Gemara says had a negative effect. In this Exedra, we read Parsha Shmois, we read the way Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and he sees the Yidna fighting with each other. And then it says, Achein Oda HaDavor. So Rashi has the comment in the Medrash, Achein Oda HaDavor. Now he understands why the Yidna are suffering so much. They don't get along with each other. There's machlokes among the Yidna. Yeah, they tell the story about a Chiddush Rebbe that he visited Eretz Yisrael, and then when he came back to Europe, so he asked him, did he see the Maris on Achselos? I said, yeah, is it really the Maris on Achselos? And I said, he doesn't. He saw Kevah Yosef, he saw this, and everything. He saw Kevah Rachel, and every time they asked him, is it really? He says, I said, he doesn't. Then he says, he saw the Altstock in Yerushalayim, and they said, is it really? He says, yeah. So how come that you know, and the others you're not sure? He says, Yerushalayim is close.